Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you live online by Progressive Complete Health. Train right, then train hard. My name is Jason Venkis, and I am your host and the founder of Progressive Complete Health. I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer, corrective exercise specialist, performance enhancement specialist, and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions on health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness, and health so that we can answer them for you. So make sure you tune in here every week at 3 p.m. Central Time. That's if all goes well. Sometimes that time will be different, but you can always listen archived at any time by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio or following the links that we throw up on our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and everywhere else that you can possibly think of. So today we are going to discuss what and when to eat before a workout. Well, the bottom line is, it depends. Is this an intense workout or a lighter workout? Early morning workout or evening workout? Or do you follow any specific dietary pattern, such as vegan or vegetarian or paleo? That's going to make a big difference in what it is you eat before a workout. So let's actually start with the diet thing. Workouts often require large amounts of energy. Even general yoga and stretching classes are going to require some energy. So you're going to need a good mix of unrefined carbohydrates, protein, and good fats. Now, having a great balance on your plate and making it whole unprocessed foods is going to give you more flexible energy for any workout. I want to go back for a little bit about the carbohydrates. Unrefined carbohydrates, and we're going to talk about those here. So what are unrefined carbohydrates? Brown rice, quinoa, millet, barley, oats, fruits, and vegetables. Dense whole grains, fruits, and vegetables are your unrefined, your good carbohydrate. These carbs break down in your body more slowly, and you're going to avoid a mid-workout bonk. Plus, parts of your brain rely solely on carbohydrates. Now, it's best to avoid processed carbs like white pasta, rice, candy bars. A lot of nutrition bars have a lot of sugar in them, cakes, bagels, and cookies. These have these simple sugars, and they might give you a boost in the short term, but they will likely leave you crashing out and burning out in the middle of your workout. So you want to avoid these high processed sugar items. And a lot of your nutrition bars, when you take a look at them, have a lot of sugar in it. So try and get fruits, vegetables, dense whole grains, oats, that kind of thing. Those are some of your good carbohydrates. Next on our list are good fats. Yes, there are good fats. Your unsaturated fats, and in small cases, some saturated fat, are where you want to be with this. So sources of good fats include nuts, beans, pulses, avocados, broccoli, believe it or not, chickpeas, as well as flaxseed and chia seeds, as well as maybe some of your leaner cuts of meat, your fishes and your chicken. Now, when it comes to flaxseed and chia seeds and oils and all that, I actually prefer the full flaxseed to the oils because the oils are very often overly processed. However, if you can find like a virgin coconut oil, this can be a good source of saturated fat, but it's still best to consume it in moderation because remember, it is a saturated fat. But the saturated fats that are in avocados and coconut oil is a medium-chain triglyceride as opposed to a long-chain triglyceride and can actually have a shrinking effect on your belly as opposed to a extending effect on your belly as a lot of other processed sugars and fats can, especially those trans fats. Those are the things you really want to avoid whether you're bodybuilding or you're trying to lose weight, but especially if you're trying to lose weight. Now, lastly, good quality sources of protein. You can do powders, but you don't get the same effect as when you eat real whole food. Because a lot of times our body needs fats and carbohydrates in order to process that protein. So getting just the powder, you may not get everything that you need. This is also where we deviate a little bit between dietary paths. Right now we've kind of been okay for most people when it comes to the carbohydrates and the fats, you know, with the exception of the meats for the vegans and vegetarians, and some of the grains and some of the beans for those that are on a strict paleo diet. So good sources of protein come from unprocessed or minimally processed fish, chicken, beef, pork, and eggs. Now keep in mind that just yesterday, the World Health Organization released a report stating that bacon and other processed meats are considered to raise your chance of colorectal cancer. So be wary of that. Try and do whole cuts of meat as opposed to processed meats. Try and do with your meats, make sure that they are hormone-free, antibiotic-free, arsenic-free, you know, grass-fed, and raised the right way, raised naturally. So try and keep that stuff in mind as well. Now, vegetarians are obviously going to have to cut out all meat products, and it depends on the kind of vegetarian that you are. There is the ovo-vegetarian who does eggs, but they don't do milk or cheese. There's also the lacto-ovo, which does both dairy and eggs. Now, personally, I'm not an advocate of eating dairy, but if you're going to eat dairy, eat the full-fat dairy. A lot of times, there's a lot of processing going on to your skim milks, and I just turned a client onto the fact today that skim milk actually has added sugar in order to make up for the lack of fat and the taste. And it's actually colored to be white. Otherwise, it would be completely colorless. It would actually be kind of like a gray color. And who would drink that? Now, vegans. Hey, guys, you can go back to that good fat list for your protein as well. You can also add fermented soy products. So for vegans, go ahead, do your grains, do your vegetables, your fruits, your vegetables, and your good vegetables, your nuts, your beans, your pulses. And also for, you know, your protein, you can do the added fermented soy products. I say fermented soy products just because they are better, much better for you than a lot of your processed soy products. So what about the type of workout? Well, if you're doing a heavier, more intense workout, you're going to need more energy, so you need to eat a bit heavier. So let's say you're going to do like a 45-minute HIIT class, or you're going to spend 2 hours in the gym, or you're going to do a long run, a bike, or a swim. You want to eat about 3 hours before you work out and probably about 300 calories. You could probably even get away with a little bit more than that. Now, if you're biking or running, you can also eat during your bike or your run as well if you're, say, marathon or Ironman training. So you can always have some kind of food with you. So I like these almond butter packets, but there's other things as well that you can use. Now, if you work out in the morning, say at 5 a.m., this is one of the times that you can eat late at night the night before. You shouldn't wake up very hungry because eating 300, you know, who's going to get up at 2 a.m. to go work out at 5, you know, to eat to work out at 5 a.m.? So you can eat later at night so you're a little bit fuller in the morning so you can eat something light. For example, tomorrow morning, I work out at 6 a.m. I don't always do that, but so I'll probably have my regular, you know, a regular dinner tonight and some popcorn before I go to bed. I'll get up at 5. I'll have probably a banana or an apple and a little coffee to wake me up, and then I'll head to the gym. So if you work out late at night and you don't want to be hungry, so on the flip side, if you're working out late at night and you don't want to be hungry afterwards, so you're, you know, binging and then going to sleep, make your last full meal of the day 3 hours before that workout. So if you're working out at 7 or 8, make sure you're eating at 4 or 5 o'clock. And, you know, you can have a small recovery meal after. So working out in the afternoon is probably the easiest to configure your food timing. If you're working out in the middle of the afternoon, Just make sure you have a nice, good quality lunch so that you're going to fuel yourself through your workout. That's the point of eating 3 hours beforehand. You fuel yourself through your workout. That way you're not left hungry at the end. A lot of marathon runners and a lot of triathletes tend to gain weight when they're practicing or when they're training for an endurance event because they don't want to run on a full stomach or they don't want to bike on a full stomach, do this full crazy workout, end up hungry afterwards and having really no self-control. So it's better to actually eat a few hours before your workout, especially if you're running, you can eat a little bit during. That way when you're done, you're having just more of a recovery meal. So meal timing is important no matter if you're trying to lose weight or if you're trying to increase bulky muscle. But it's different. You know, you can check out my video on YouTube about eating for weight loss versus eating for muscle building. You have to eat less calories than your body needs if you're trying to lose weight. But if you're trying to gain weight, even if it's, you know, muscle mass, you want to be doing heavy workouts, and then you want to make sure that you're actually eating a lot. So fuel yourself for the activities to come and have light recovery meals afterwards. Now, again, if you're building muscle mass, just keep eating. You can actually even eat during your workout. Studies have shown that consuming protein during a mass-building workout is beneficial to the recovery process and muscle growth. So as long as you're not doing any cardio, you can, you know, have your maybe a protein shake along with your workout. You can start halfway through your workout. And your recovery meals should be a simple 2-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein, so two grams of carbohydrates to 1 gram of protein. Very simple way of doing that is if you're doing a protein powder to mix it with two fruits, about a half cup each, ice, and milk of your choice. So let's break down just a simple menu. So let's say, we'll start with the regular dieters. So if you're working out at 8 a.m., you can have something, you can have your breakfast around 5 a.m. And this can consist of eggs and oatmeal with fruit. I also like a side vegetable hash here, such as potatoes and broccoli. Don't worry about potatoes being starchy. Potatoes, bananas, and all that stuff, if they made you gain weight, I would be huge, and I'm not. I'm 160 pounds at the age of 36, 5'11", and I eat plenty of potatoes and bananas. Don't worry about that whole myth. Now, if you're working out at night or right after work, your lunch or dinner, you know, can consist of something like a chicken breast or fish fillet on a bed of greens. Always get your greens in there with a side of brown rice or like a lentil veggie pilaf, which you can also find on our YouTube channel as well. Just search for my name, Jason Venkus, and you'll find our whole YouTube channels. So how about a vegetarian diet? You can start with that same breakfast. So I personally, when it comes to oatmeal, love to use steel-cut oats with nuts and berries. Sometimes I'll add coconut oil, sometimes I won't, and a natural sweetener such as agave, pure maple syrup, or even raw local honey can be added to it. Now, lunch and dinner should consist of a whole grain and some great veggie sources of fat and protein. I love creating my own burrito bowls, or I'll use chickpeas, brown rice, and kale, and top that with avocado. And then you can continue. You can even go black beans, salsa, lettuce, tomato, make your own burrito bowls. So try to avoid dairy before a workout. It tends to slow people down. So you can also find some of my recipes on the Facebook page. But I love a good lentil taco and homemade reed fried beans with cumin and coconut oil. Now that you can find at AshleyGilday.com. Now the vegans, my people. Now you can always go with the oatmeal, fruit, and nuts, but you can also do a tofu scramble by draining a brick of tofu and dry frying it in a pan with garlic, salt, pepper, turmeric, and small amounts of either amino acids or soy sauce, like the Braggs. Add some onions and peppers to this to get some veggies in there, and then for dinner, you can do the whole thing that the vegetarians do and do a whole grain of your choice burrito bowl with beans, avocados, and other veggies. I also like to make a quinoa tabbouleh and pair that up with hummus. So a lot of good carbohydrates, a lot of good fats and protein in there. So try some of these suggestions out. So make sure you're eating 3 hours before a workout. If you're mass building, you can have a little bit while you're working out. Try this stuff and let me know what you think. You can find Progressive Complete Health on Facebook. Our website, Twitter, and Instagram is at GoProVeg.com or GoProVeg for Twitter and Instagram. Until next time, may your life be filled with peace, balance, and harmony. Namaste.